And to another refugee issue, this one on the mainland. A conference in Adelaide this week called Refugee Alternatives has heard from a paper that highlights the problems that refugees with disabilities face. Chris Tastour reports.
Being a refugee is hard enough, but it gets even more difficult if you have a disability. At today's Refugee Alternatives conference, I met Amir.
I've been blind since 12, outcome of racism. The doctor who did an operation on my eye, he was from majority, and at the time it was a conflict between Kurdish community and the majority government, and the result of that, I become blind overnight.
Asher Hirsch is the author of a new report into the barriers facing refugees like Amir.
While Amir doesn't get any support from the federal government or even other state government services, and the support that he has managed to get is from charities from their own pockets, and that really relies on the goodwill of the community. And without them, you know, he's missing a whole heap of supports that other people who are vision impaired would get.
Amir's safe haven visa doesn't get the NDIS, which could make a difference to his life.
NDIS would supporting me with basic things to be independent. For example, like shopping, you know, going to the shop and just doing daily shop, you know, grocery and stuff. Or going to work and coming back. Or getting a cleaner to, you know, look out for, you know, all the dog hair, because I have a guide dog and, you know, I can't see how much hair is in the house, you know. I have to have a, you know, someone to look and, you know, helping me out with cleaning of that. How basic is that?
In every other way, Amir's life in Australia has gone well. In spite of his disability, he has a job and has been able to pursue the sporting ambitions he couldn't follow in his own country.
Third week being in the community, I got an invitation to the national team for goalball. And a year after, we started blind soccer in Australia. And currently, I'm captain of the Australian blind soccer and also one of the 6-7 players in Australia in goalball.
Asher Hirsch's report found many cases where refugees dealing with disability were having enormous difficulties settling in.
We're seeing families who are caring for children who need wheelchairs, who have to carry them on their backs, who or have to take them to the local aquatic centre to get them an accessible shower. We're seeing people who need basic supports to have an independent life, not getting that support, and really becoming destitute and marginalised in the community.
This issue will come up during the election again as well. And a lot of people will demonize refugees and say we should be looking after our own first before giving them any health care. What do you say to those people?
Well, Amir is a member of our community. He has been here for over 5 years. He is found to be a refugee and has a visa, which gives him a visa for at least 5 years. And because the country he's fled from is not safe, he's going to be here most likely for the rest of his life. And so it doesn't make sense that we're going to discriminate against certain people in our community simply because of the way that they arrived in the country or because they fled persecution.
And what do you say to that as well, Amir?
If I'm a burden on the community, I would accept that. But if we're looking at the statistics, people like me more likely to get job. Currently I'm working and I contribute to the society.
That's refugee Amir, and before that, Asher Hirsch, author of a report about refugees with disabilities. They were speaking to The Wire's Chris Tastour.